What a wonderful feast we celebrate today. A feast which seconds that which the Holy Spirit had already revealed to the Holy Father. And after many years of many of the faithful and theologians, bishops and priests begging the Holy Father to do so, in 1854, His Holiness Blessed Pius IX, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, proclaim once and for all the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, that the Blessed Mother was never touched by sin, original or any other. She did not inherit the condemnation of Adam and Eve, which all of us have. And then she was to be prepared to become a proper new ark of a new covenant in Jesus Christ our Lord. She was to prepare, because it was from her body alone that the body and blood of Jesus was to come forth, that which we will receive in Holy Communion. And so today, 4 years later, in the very cold month of February, in Lourdes, in Massabielle, a very poor family, a very good Holy Catholic family, but very poor. Oftentimes, those who are better are condemned by the devil and his minions to suffer tremendous sufferings because of the fact that they are so faithful to God. Well, one of her daughters, or several of her daughters, but one of them in particular, who is very sickly with asthma and other sicknesses of the lungs, went in the cold with her friends and her sisters to Massabielle, to the grotto that at that time meant nothing to anybody. And so while they were gathering pieces of wood for their fire, because they could not afford to buy any, all of a sudden she heard something, and she looked up and she heard the rustling of a dress. And then she looked up and she saw a magnificent young lady dressed in white with a blue belt and gold roses on her feet. And she looked at her and she had the rosary in her hands. This is another one of the apparitions of Our Lady, where the rosary plays a very, very important part. And the Blessed Mother was repeating with her lips, and St. Bernadette immediately realized that she wanted her to say the rosary. So she began the recitation of the rosary, and as she was saying it, she could see the lips of the young lady moving, and the only time she did not move her lips was when her name was pronounced. She was there to praise Jesus only. But St. Bernadette saying the whole prayers. And then this happened several times, and finally the word got around, and of course her mother and father, especially her mother, it is as it is today many times, the father is very meek and mild, and it is the woman, the wife, that runs everything. And she was furious at Bernadette and slapped her around and she said, "What are you trying to do? Ruin us and ruin this town," because the church was being persecuted at this time. The emperor, though he eventually would convert, Napoleon III, was not Catholic, or he was baptized, but he was not Catholic, like so many people today. And he was persecuting the church and taking the buildings and schools and so forth from the church and forbidding public prayer. Now this place of the apparitions, Massabielle, it began to grow in numbers and numbers and numbers till there were thousands there. And so they were very afraid of what the emperor would do to them. And the governors and so forth were all very rabid masons who hated the church and hated Jesus Christ and hated the Blessed Mother. But they went to the parish priest, who did not discourage Bernadette. So they all went, and then finally the priest said, "Ask her who she is." course, St. Bernadette was very smart, as we should be. She had a little flask of holy water in her pocket, and she sprinkled the Blessed Mother with holy water. If it had been the devil, he would have fled or maybe burned up in flames. But the Blessed Mother rejoiced at the holy water. So she knew it was not from the devil, it was from God. We must test the spirits. That's what they call discernment of spirits. And so she asked her finally. And the Blessed Mother answered in the patois of the region of Lourdes, Je suis l'Immaculée Conception. Bernadette had not yet received her first communion, though she was about 13. St. Pius X changed the age of communion to much younger. But she had never heard this term, the Immaculate Conception. So she went back to the priest, and the priest was aghast. And soon it went all the way through France and through the whole world and to the Holy Father, who saw it as a confirmation of his dogmatic decree in 1854. And this was 1858. And then miracles began to appear. And the Blessed Mother told Bernadette, I want you to dig in that soil where you are kneeling. And she did. And she dealt, and she said, wash your face with that. And it was just mud. So she did. And everybody was laughing at her because she had washed her face with mud. For those who do not believe, that is what happens. They laugh at God, laugh at us, laugh at Mary and at the saints. And then all of a sudden, began to gush out the purest, cleanest water. And then St. Bernadette washed the mud off her face, and everybody marveled. He says, I want those who are sick to come here and to be washed. And so it is to this day. Some of us, I have been to Lourdes about 4 or 5 times recently with some of the parishioners of this parish, and another 30 or so faithful from the whole United States. And we went there. What a beautiful, beautiful place. And I drank and drank and drank of the water. And we give thanks to God, for the Immaculate Conception has appeared to this young maiden, poor, who barely knew how to read and write, who's a sickly. And then eventually she would inspire her to join a religious order near Lourdes, the Sisters of Nevers, and she died, as she can be seen today, with the holy habit of the Sisters of Nevers in her tomb, in her incorrupt body. May Our Lady protect us and guide us and fill us with the life of the Holy Spirit, her divine spouse. May she bring to us her divine Son, to whom she has given birth, while ever remaining a virgin. And may she give us the love of the Father, who is with the Son and the Holy Spirit, our Lord and Creator and Savior. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.